I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, October 14th. We're talking about the conflict and chaos in Syria and America's role in it, as well as the federal holiday today that's not recognized across the country. Plus, a big mystery surrounding the hugely popular game Fortnite, why you can't play it right now, and the next service Uber is getting into. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. is working to evacuate more U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. As the fighting gets worse, and hundreds of supporters of the Islamic State, or ISIS, have reportedly escaped. So let's get started with the U.S. pulling back from the area. When we first talked last week about U.S. troops leaving northern Syria, that was actually only some, several dozen, of American forces leaving. But now the U.S. Defense Secretary told CBS News President Trump has ordered pretty much a full withdrawal, about 1,000 troops will leave. The Pentagon chief says Turkey's attack is reaching further and closer to U.S. forces than expected, while Syrians and Russians plan to attack back. And the U.S. doesn't want to be caught in the middle. The Washington Post reports top national security officials in the U.S. held a series of urgent meetings and phone calls about what's happening, and one official told the Post it's, quote, total chaos. Remember, President Trump announced a week ago that the U.S. would step aside, kind of clearing the way for Turkey to attack Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The Kurds are U.S. allies who have been fighting ISIS alongside American troops for years, but Trump felt it was time for the troops to go home, despite backlash from lawmakers, including many Republicans, who said Americans were abandoning our allies. The Kurds not only helped fight ISIS in the area, they were also guarding a holding camp with hundreds of ISIS supporters or family members. Well, the AP says hundreds took advantage of the chaos and escaped. President Trump is now saying on Twitter that it's smart not to be involved for a change in all the intense fighting on the Syria-Turkey border, while critics have said his decision to pull troops was a big mistake and cleared the way for this to happen. Expect more reaction to all of this today. Hunter Biden will step down from the board of directors of a company in China. Hunter is the son of former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden. Well, Hunter Biden's lawyer put out a statement yesterday working to explain more of Hunter's dealings with a business in Ukraine and a business in China, and says Hunter Biden will be off the boards of both. And he promises to stay off the boards of any foreign companies if his father becomes president. Remember, President Trump says he thinks Hunter Biden's business dealings have been corrupt, so he's urged both governments in Ukraine and China to investigate his political rival's family. Well, that, of course, has been at the center of what is now an impeachment inquiry, as some call Trump's action election interference. To be clear, at this point, there have been no charges or evidence to show wrongdoing by Joe Biden or his son, Hunter. Typhoon Hagibis brought record levels of rain to large parts of Japan over the weekend, and dramatic rescues have been happening ever since. The New York Times reports even some major metropolitan areas are facing devastation, and more mudslides could be possible today with rain in the forecast again. The death toll is at least 35 now, and at least 100 people were hurt. It could take days to learn the full impact. And in the U.S., wildfires have been a problem in Southern California. CNN reports firefighters are slowly making progress, and evacuation orders have now been lifted. But at one point over the weekend, 100,000 people were forced to evacuate. And NBC News reports at least three people have been killed. The largest fire is in Los Angeles, but people were returning to their homes yesterday. Well, speaking of California, it just became the first state to ban new fur clothing, which means once it's in effect, stores will no longer be able to sell or make shoes, clothes, or handbags with fur. And if they do, they could face a $1,000 fine. The San Francisco Chronicle reports stores will still be able to sell secondhand fur clothing, fake fur, leather, cowhides, and other decor. Animal rights groups say the law is necessary to stop animals from being killed just for their coats, but critics think the bill will create a black market and lead to a bunch of other bans on what we wear and eat. The ban goes into effect in 2023. It's Columbus Day, at least in many parts of the U.S. The day marks the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in North America in 1492. But not all states observe this federal holiday. Critics of Columbus Day say Native Americans were there first. ABC News reports Washington, D.C. will now join the list of more than 100 cities and states recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. Several states have legally changed the holiday, while some others recognize both, and some have just kept it the same. Italian-American organizations argue Columbus Day is actually a time to celebrate their ethnic heritage. Either way, it is recognized as a federal holiday, which means you should expect the post office and other government offices to be closed. She's done it again. Simone Biles broke another record. She's now the most decorated gymnast in world championship history. ESPN reports Biles won her 24th and 25th medals over the weekend. In all, Biles won 5 gold medals last week. The AP says if she can do that at next year's Olympics, it'll be something no other woman gymnast has done at the Olympics. And another young athlete is celebrating a first. CNN reports Coco Gauff won her first singles title, becoming the youngest American woman to win a tennis title in 15 years. A quick break now for our new sponsor today, Native. Native is all about safe, simple, effective products with trusted ingredients and performance. Native deodorant has fewer, simpler ingredients so you know everything that's in your deodorant, and it's formulated without things like aluminum and parabens. And it works so you don't have to sacrifice when making the switch to a natural deodorant. I personally love the smell of the one I use. It's coconut vanilla, which is apparently the most popular scent, and I know why, because I use it every day. I've tried a few different natural deodorants at this point, and Native is my favorite. And there's something for everyone. So there's a variety of scents you can choose from for both women and men, as well as an unscented option. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Just visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Fortnite is gone, as in you can't play it right now. And millions of players are wondering what happens next. For those of you who don't know, Fortnite is one of the biggest online video games. So here's what happened. CNET says Fortnite Season 10 ended with an explosion yesterday afternoon, and a black hole swallowed the game entirely, and that was it. All players have seen since then is kind of a black hole, and they still can't play the game. But TechCrunch says that likely will not last. Some think this is just a teaser for a new Fortnite map. So far, no official word about when the game will be back online, so stay tuned. Google's Pixel 4 is coming. Engadget says it will likely be announced at Google's hardware event tomorrow. But we're already hearing some of the specs thanks to Best Buy Canada. It posted it on its website and then took it down. So reports say the Pixel 4 and 4 XL should have dual rear cameras and hands-free controls like face unlock and motion sensors, which lets users quiet calls and skip songs with just hand movements. TechCrunch says Google could also roll out a new Chrome OS device, Pixel earbuds, and Google Wi-Fi. We'll find out for sure all the details tomorrow. Uber might be getting into the grocery delivery game. The Verge reports Uber is buying a major stake in a Latin American online grocery delivery company called Corner Shop. Uber says it hopes to bring grocery delivery to millions of customers on the Uber platform around the world, which could mean another on-demand grocery service in the U.S. The deal is not set in stone yet, but it's expected to be final next year. It seems Uber is continuing to diversify the types of services it offers, but there's lots of competition in the grocery delivery space from the likes of Amazon, Instacart, and even Postmates. For the second weekend in a row, the movie Joker topped the box office charts. The Hollywood Reporter says it easily stayed number one during its second weekend in North America, and globally, it's brought in more than $500 million at this point. The R-rated movie about the origin of Batman's villain already had a record-breaking opening weekend, setting the record for the highest-grossing October debut ever. The Addams Family came in second, and Gemini Man came in third. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion there for every step from setting up a broker to starting and managing a portfolio. And today, we're talking about allowance. How much did you get as a kid? Well, a new survey from the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants says parents usually give their kids about $30 a week in allowance. And that's nearly double what it was just in 2016. Most kids do about 5 hours a week of chores to earn that money, and a lot of them are not saving it, spending most of that money while hanging with friends or on digital devices. And experts say there's more of an opportunity here to teach kids about money and get them to start saving early. So in terms of how much to give them, the New York Times cites experts who suggest paying kids based on their age. So $5 for a 5-year-old, $10 for a 10-year-old, and so on. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it. Send the link to someone you know and let them know why they should be listening as well. I so appreciate you helping to spread the word about the Newsworthy. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about today. Just look in your podcast app or head over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.